agenda. We'll now move to agenda item number 2, PR 2019-3169, SD 2020-115 preliminary plat, VA 2020-192 temporary deferral of sidewalk for Clearbrook Investments at Sage Road between Coors and 75th Street. And Mr. Hensley with the group. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hensley. You got a better agenda spot today. go ahead and give us your, introduce yourself with your company name and address.
This is Ron Hensley with the group 300 Branding Iron, Rio Rancho.
Mr. Hensley, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Do you want to give us an update? I think we're kind of down. You've been through a lot already with this project, and we're kind of down to the drainage areas and the HOA tracks.
Yes. This is Ron Hensley. I received the updated comments and reviewed them. I believe the documents submitted address the intent and requirements that the comments included, and specifically the drainage areas. The plat contains a very extensive drainage facilities note that will require the ponding and drainage facilities to be maintained in city standards and to be built in city standards.
Okay, can you, Mr. Hensley, can you guide Mr. Rodenbeck to show those plat notes? I appreciate you pointing it out. We look at a lot of
it's highly detailed
documents every week, and it's sometimes easy to miss things. So,
yes,
down there on drainage facilities note.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, we're gonna zoom in on that part.
And as you can see, it is very extensive on the responsibilities of maintenance and the standards of maintenance and the standards of the facility.
Okay, you mentioned, this is Chair Wolfley again, you mentioned being built to city standards. Is that in this paragraph that I'm lost in right now?
Yes, it's about halfway through.
Halfway through, okay.
And it has to be maintained in accordance with, and can't be modified without approval of the city engineer. The facilities shall be maintained at the subdivision cost in accordance with the standards prescribed by the city. If the city ever feels that it's not meeting their standards, they have the right to go in and bring it up to standards and charge the homeowners. I think it's fairly covered.
Okay, so this is focused on the functionality for drainage purposes. And what I'm trying to work with you on is just the stabilization. Could you walk me through how Clearbrook Investments is planning to develop this subdivision, at what levels they'll be participating in creating the drainage pond, stabilizing it? You had mentioned many moons ago that there was an intention to landscape both the pond and the HOA tract, and I'm just trying to figure out how, when, and who will be doing all of that. So maybe could you walk us through that, please?
Well, the timing would have to be with the construction of the development and the sign off of the infrastructure list and the approval of the grading plan. So the stabilization and pond acceptability would be established early on in the process.
By whom? I mean, who would actually be doing it? Is this something Clearbrook is doing? Are they developing this all the way through?
The owner or successor would be developing this all the way through. And the, as I said, regardless of the time frame of complete development, the grading and drainage certification and infrastructure improvements would be at the front end and completed prior to any further construction.
Okay, so regarding Tract B, which is the drainage pond, are you intending to, how are you planning to stabilize Tract B?
Well, the grading plan addresses access point and slope stabilization in accordance with city standards. That's how it's addressed. I don't know how it could be more specific in any document that would be submitted.
Is the intention to try to establish native grasses there, to put in some other kind of landscaping, to put in rock, gravel?
It would probably be a combination of all three.
Okay.
Given the configuration, overflow, spillway, as I said, the grading and drainage plan goes into the specifics of how each area of the pond is addressed. Everything is covered and everybody can feel confident that the pond will be maintained as the city wants it.
Okay, and regarding Tract A, I remember early on that was also going to be landscaped. Is that still what the intention is?
As for Tract A, it would basically be treated as any other lot. It would be intended to be landscaped and, as we've discussed, in accordance with the construction general permit final stabilization, it would have to be landscaped or maintained in some fashion improved to an acceptable standard.
But it doesn't have a drainage function. Does Tract A have a drainage function?
Madam Chair, no, it does not. It is simply a large lot aesthetic feature.
Okay. And I think that kind of hits the nail on the head for me of what, as you know, from the planning perspective of where I've been trying to work with you, is that these areas have a potential to actually be amenities to the subdivision. And I think the DPM points out the aspiration that they would be amenities to the subdivision. And I'm just trying to make sure that that's kind of not just something we hope for, but it is somehow documented in our process of reviewing this. And that's why I was trying to figure out whose hands are going to be holding the responsibility as we go through these steps. Mr. Hensley.
It would be as any other private property owner. Whoever the successive owner, whether it be the HOA or the developer, is responsible for maintaining their private property. Even though it would be an amenity for the neighbors, it would be is in no way infrastructure. It may just be a gravel mulch over the entire thing. That would be at the owner's discretion. As for specific development requirements, I don't believe that there can be that element placed on a private property tract.
Okay. And so there's sort of a patchwork of requirements that we've provided to you that maybe don't say it with crystal clarity, but show the intention through EPA and DPM and other things that ground shouldn't just be left as is because it will It won't be stabilized. It will have tumbleweeds. It will have weeds. It will be most likely the very opposite of an amenity for the project. So is it your desire then, Mr. Hensley, that the infrastructure list you showed us last time be what you finish out here with?
Madam Chair, that is correct. As I said, Tract A is a piece of private property within the subdivision and will be maintained as such and has no association with infrastructure.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hensley. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 2? Please raise your hand, press star 9, or speak up now. Okay, and even though that was a lot of comment, we still need to do go through the DRB members for comments. So let's go to Water Authority.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, we have no objection to this case item. Thank you.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this project and has no comment or objection.
Parks and Recreation.
Carol Summerfield with Parks and Recreation Department. We don't have additional comments over subsequent to previous reviews.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage report with stamp date of August 25th, 2020. And also has Bernalillo County approval of the drainage report. We have no objection.
Okay, transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wiffenbugger with transportation. With the newly added Sage Road infrastructure requirements on the latest and greatest infrastructure list, transportation has no objections to the proposed action.
Okay, and thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck is showing the infrastructure list for everyone's benefit. And one question while we're there, Ms. Gould, like if the signature for Mr. Hensley is June 4th, we often approve these saying infrastructure list dated today, but should I be referring to the date that Mr. Hensley signed it?
This is Maggie Gould. No, I think we usually, you go by the DRB approval date.
Okay. All right. And let's then go to planning for any comments to help identify, you know, what signatures, other kind of delegation items we might have on this.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is a preliminary plat, so there is no delegation for future signatures. I mean, we just need to, we'll just get the, assuming this gets approved, we'll just get the infrastructure list distributed for DRB signatures.
Okay.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Could you move to the first page again, please? I just want to make sure this is the latest and greatest.
Yes, ma'am. That's a good thing to do.
So on Sage Road, I didn't see a storage length listed on there. I thought it says from and to 280 foot west. That works for me. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Hensley, is this the same infrastructure list we were looking at the DRB meeting of June 9th?
Madam Chair, this is Ron Hensley. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Okay. With that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary plat and a temporary deferral of sidewalk. So let's go ahead with Water Authority to vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval of both items.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and vote on the associated infrastructure list as well. Thank you.
Blaine Carter, Werther, I vote for approval of all three items to include the associated infrastructure list.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve of all items.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department, I approve of all items.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve of all items.
Jane Wiffenbugger with Transportation, I approve of all items.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves of all the items. So there is a consensus vote to approve item 2, PR 2019-3169, preliminary plat SD 2020-115, temporary deferral of sidewalk VA 2020-192, and the infrastructure list dated today, June 16th, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM. And that's it. Okay, thank you, Mr. Hensley. I know this has been a long road for you, and good luck with this subdivision, and I'll say good luck with the landscaping of it as well. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Okay.